Hey taita wola simpapo muhle ndipi kohama dzangu ndinomgamshira imchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection with your boy yours truly Big Mike aka Mike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle, welcome mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki Studio 7's very own youth program hosted by yours truly Mike Hove. Today is Tuesday the 2nd of July 2019. Welcome once again. Once again, Zimbabwe muhle, ndinomgamshira imchirongwa chedu, uhlelo The Connection with yours truly, Big Mike, aka Mike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related in Zimbabwe. Kodwa namhlanje, we're opening the lines to everybody because over the weekend, Zimbabwe experienced something as a whole nation, not just vanhu vechidiki, not just the youth, not just old, not just woman, not just man, but the whole nation experienced something that brought people together and everybody, I guess a lot of people were sad. Tonight on The Connection, we're discussing the Warriors' performance at this year's African Cup of Nations, which is currently still away in Egypt. The Warriors team led by coach Sunday Chidzambwa and captained by Belgian-based striker Knowledge Musona officially saw themselves exiting the 2019 African Cup of Nations after losing 4-0 to the Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday. The Warriors kicked off their AFCON campaign on Friday the 21st of June after facing the host, Egypt. In Egypt, of course, like I said, they're the hosts. And they lost 1-0 after Mahmoud Hassan scored in the 41st minute, giving Egypt the victory. They then played their second Group A fixture against Uganda, the Ugandan Cranes, where they saw themselves drawing 1-1 with Emmanuel Okwi of the Cranes scoring in the 12th minute. And, of course, the Kaizer Chiefs' superstar, Kama Biriat himself, Wangwano to Biriat, whichever you choose to call him. Kaizer Chiefs superstar Kama Biliat equalized in the 40th minute, seeing the game itself ending 1-1. The fixture was full of thrilling moments many believe should have led to the Warriors taking this game. Amongst them is, of course, that moment, that heartbreaking moment, whereby captain himself and Knowledge Musona hit the post, Ngwabungela keeper in the post. But the draw between Zimbabwe and Uganda left the Warriors in third place, but still hopeful that they would qualify for the group of 16, making history for the Warriors, for if they had made it to the round of 16, that would have been the first time that the Warriors have ever in AFCON history made it to the group of 16. All they had to do, Zimbabwe Muhle, the only thing they had to do was beat the Democratic Republic of Congo 3-0. But of course, like I said earlier on, that didn't happen. Instead, the Warriors went down 4-0 to the Democratic Republic of Congo, giving DRC the opportunity to qualify to the round of 16. The Warriors found themselves packing their bags and on their way back home. Let's take a look at a recap video that we created that shows the journey that the Warriors had during this year's 2019 African Cup of Nations. Well, Lizbonile, you saw it for yourself, Mazwonera, Zimbabwe Muhle. For those that are watching on radio, well, I hope you are tuned in. You can still catch that clip itself on our Facebook broadcast, on our three Facebook pages. You saw it for yourself, folks, Zimbabwe. For those that do not know, Zimbabwe abuda mu AFCON. This year's 2019 African Cup of Nations, Zimbabwe has exited. In a recent interview conducted by Sports Journal, Coach Sunday Chizambwa comments on the AFCON performance by saying the Warriors played well in the first two games, but unfortunately just couldn't score. They didn't have that finishing touch. As for their last encounter against the DRC, he quotes several different reasons as to why this 4-0 loss happened. Amongst them, he says, one, the team was very complacent. And but I got pinned them game. First 10 minutes, DRC was hungry. Tina, hi, Kanyangani, we weren't ready for the game. Upindo wacha, hi, my injury. Ndiyo imwenye yakatinetsa. Injuries is another thing that hurts the team. In practice, in training, as they were warming up for the game, we saw keeper George Chigova, the one who was supposed to be starting against the Democratic Republic of Congo, injured. And of course, that's what led to Elvis Chipezeze starting in the game against Uganda. He does say that if Zifa choose to keep him, these closing sentiments in that interview, if Zifa choose to keep me, he says, I want to take Zimbabwe, the mighty, the warriors themselves, to the World Cup 2022. World Cup, Zimbabwe, can you make it? Tell us what you think. Plus 1202-465-0318 is the number to text us on WhatsApp. And of course, if you're looking to call us, plus 1202-619-2077. Zimbabwe, no kwanisa kushika kuma mukandisi andri pachi garo chakuma coach. Libona njani utabalukone kutuini ama warriors ase pumile. Gumwintisano walomnyaga we 2019 African Cup of Nations. Star FM also had an opportunity of speaking to Elvis Chipezeze, and he was touching on several different issues. One of them was, there's so many things that happened. And, you know, as a player, I just didn't feel prepared before the game started. But we're going to be talking to our professionals who are going to be explaining to us, Ubuti, what is this year's 2019 African Cup of Nations? Tukutepe nyo pa masai say anoti 4930-6065 uyeje pa 15460 kilohertz. Abafisi ubugela uselololugu internet. We're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voandemele.com, siasagazanjalo, www.voazimbabwe.com. But we're also live Zimbabwe Mute for Kababatandi Facebook. Those people that love their phones that are always streaming on Facebook, thank you so much. We love you for that. We're streaming as we speak on our three Facebook pages. Those being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, Uye Zepa, VOA Ndebele. So we're streaming live in Kona Lapa for the next hour. Please, Zulugandaba Faganama likes. If you like the program, if you like what you're going to hear throughout the program, Balanama comments, tell us what you think about the program that we're hosting today. And of course, we're open. I'm Chirongwa Msakanganwe. Isai my number. Muise my hearts. Muise my likes. Muise Chirongwa. Tuone no wando edu.
Heita, hola, ndeipiko, hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is plus 1-202-465-0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMike3.
At BigMike3 is the username on Twitter, and at BigMike3 is the username on Instagram. Ngotwangishilo zulukandaba ngathi sikhona lapha emakhasini ethu amathathu on Facebook for the next hour. So nxa lifisa ukuxoxa lami ku Twitter njalo ku Instagram, tosangana po after Chirongwa. Muchindudzo maonrenyu pamusoro pe Chirongwa chatiri kurukura nhasi. Utabalo kone kutwini mutsvakazo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle, you heard it. Namhlanje kuhlelo, we're discussing the performance that the Warriors gave at this year's 2019 AFCON competition. The Warriors saw themselves taking upon three teams, were placed in Group A. Amongst them, the teams that they were competing with was Egypt, Uganda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Warriors saw themselves going down 1-0 to Egypt. They saw themselves drawing 1-1 to the Ugandan Cranes and saw themselves losing 4-0. To Democratic Republic of Congo. But to help me explain what exactly went wrong, how do we fix this, and how do we move forward, how do we make Sunday Chizampa's dream come true, whereby the Warriors make it to the next World Cup, is Nash, Mr. Nash, who is himself a sports analyst and a sports journalist. Nash, keep on with us. Yeah, Nash, what's up next one?
Ngikhona mfowethu, kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila bhuti, unjani?
Hayi, ngishapho mina, still up.
You know how these things are going. I'm reading ama comments, abantu bayakhala, people are crying, anza. The things that the Warriors did to us over the weekend, it's not a good thing.
Honestly, it's not a good thing, and it's very bad.
So tell us, what exactly went wrong, Nash? First game, we heard people saying that the Warriors played well, even though they lost. Some analysts are saying, you know what, we shouldn't applaud mediocrity. Second game, we saw them drawing to Uganda. And the last game, we just... How did we go 4 down to the Democratic Republic of Congo?
Let's start by... I think the Warriors team, on its own, the composition of the technical department, to me, it's not the best that we could have sent to the Africa Cup of Nations. Reasons being, Sunday Chizambwa, Wakota was fired at ZPC Kariba for poor results. Right? We go to Raman Gumbo. Raman Gumbo was coaching a Division 1 in somewhere in Matabeleland, in Bulawayo, somewhere in Wange. He said, actually started chicken in, he was fired. From there, he went and coached a team in Division 1. He failed to make it even in the top 8. Then he went to South Africa and failed, and he was fired. The third person is Lady Mutasa. Laya fanana uleti mtaza akava alikujana mozi akakonewa marazi kusuka vamchira sisi yaleti mtaza. From there we go to the goalkeeper's coach Baba Gari Brenham Siska. He was fired together na ningina na sana Chizambwa kuzetifikari ba. So the composition of the technical team pachayo yakanga isiri up to standard. Then the performance of the team the first game against Egypt. People would say vangada kutaura kuti Warriors akatamba zvakanaka pa first game ye Egypt. Asi nini maonero angu ndiye kuti Egypt were not at their best on that day. Egypt yana kuti ndiye isina kutamba zvakanaka. Asi ngatitarise ma chances that were created by Egypt against the chances that we created. Egypt created 5 clear chances that they could have converted. Isisi we created 0. So we could not say we played better. It is that the Egypt could not convert the chances that came their way. So we did not play well. The second game that we played, that we drew against Uganda, we had chances that we created. Yes, we should have scored. But are we really saying they are the players that our player was going to win us anything or take us to the next round? The last game against the DRC, Yai Mboza. Mboza, Pachishona, Maumashona Antibure, Yesin Develop Mboza. Why? Because we are looking at the way how they played and the way how the technical team set the team. Zakatila Zabuti, Rakangari Mboza, and in Yesin Devele, Umuntu Natega Mboza, Umbe Mboza Natega, Mboza, Yasigulashi, Nechikaranga, Zakari, Kanachishona, Munaka, the Kamboza, Kanabure. Aiwa, I have to say to Buri. All I'm trying to say is the technical team and the team must be disbanded. Tetanga Patra, set up fresh, bring new players, bring new coaches, new technical department that can take the team somewhere. But also talking about the team going to the AFCON, look at this. The players were not playing to win the championship or to win the cup. They're playing to get the allowances from Zifa, which is a wrong motive in the first place. Yet they should have played to win up and get more money.
What
are
they
playing?
Nesh, we've had these interviews with some of these players, and a lot of them are talking. What was motivating us was the fact that we wanted to make history. Zimbabwe, since Zimbabwe has been part of AFCON, that made it to the round of 16. And of course, for making it to the round of 16, the drive then is, let's make it to the quarterfinals, let's make it to the semifinals, let's make it to the finals, and let's win the thing. Do you not think Laba Bafana really, really wanted this?
No, I don't think so. Because before every match, they were demanding money. They do not put more effort in training. Why? Because it was always more meetings and more meetings. Instead of players focusing, or instead of the nation focusing on the next game, how are we going to play? It was, are we ever going to play? Are they going to play? Are they going to agree to play? Mm-hmm. So I'm saying they made history one by making us humiliated, especially by DRC, a team that they managed to beat home away in the qualifiers. Mm-hmm. So the history they made was bringing 1 point, drawing one game. It was on a Sunday, by the way. The team coached by Sunday on 30 June and playing at 30 June Stadium. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a history. But humiliation after that.
All right, Nash, what's in your bumble? Mlomo and Nanning, Tatum Lady, Lugunzotinem Terrio connecting when he Utaba the connect good twin in Natsumichurongwa, Trigukurkura. You can hear how passionate Unesh is. Nyayema Warriors. Warriors are out of this year's African Cup of Nations. Abantu bakanunwa bungempela. People are saying the Warriors should have made it. The Warriors should have made it. Some people really believed that the team was talented enough to do it. But Gatizu from Terra Rukuti. Kola kola mlaleli arukupinda mchirongo kutanga nasi indiani. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, mtereri, kola kola mapinda mchirongo zirufambe.
Zagarongeka kola ziriteri hapo.
Mushe aripari nari hapo indiani.
Ndi prince.
Mkoma prince ndimika mtereri umtereri. Ndimi mtereri wokutanga pinda mchirongwa nasi. Warriors out of AFCON 2019, munoti inazo izvozvo.
Zvinotirwadza chose. Pandaikwa time kupasa kungotaurawo naye murairidzi wemaWarriors uyu anonzi Chidzambwa uyu. Ambomudza kuti dai ambozama kuapana nechidiki mukana. Achimbosiyawo vanhu vakaita savana Musona, zvinova zvinoita kuti vapana vechidiki vakwanisa kumaketekawo kumaclabhu ekunana Spain nekunana England.
Asi tichiri panyaya imwe chete muri kuti vamusona vambozororawo. Vamwe vachidzamba vakabva kuita hurukuro neumwewo journalist wekuStar FM Tambao. Why musingavazorodze nekuti vanhu vakawanda vari kuchema vachiti panenge paaneka nyaya yake favoritism. Vachidzamba vakabva vapindura vakati aiwa vamusona mukatarisa talent ravanaro vanogona kutamba bhora zvinodadisa. Hanzi vamusona is one player who can make something out of anything. Makaonawo gobhora redu rekutanga apa pakagwesa vakama biriyati. Makaonawo pasi yaya yakaitwa naMusona. Mungati mudozorodza munhu ari key player zvakadaro?
Ipapo hatingati zvedu vanga vazozorodza, but zvinokwanisa kuti zvinge zvichipira ndezvekuti vashoma kana zvakaita kuti pa 60 minutes womuzorodzwa popinda wechidiki. Zvinokwanisa kuti wanga wachishiya maminutes ekutamba.
Aiwa,
tingi unogona kuva good decision iyoyo.
Zvino mukoma prince, sezvo chikwata chamuva muchifarira cheZimbabwe chabuda muAFCON, maakutsigira chikwata chipi?
Pane
zvino dzaku mhaya nechikwata chesenegal. Hanzi Senegal pfe. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma prince nekupinda muchirongwa handisi.
Vaita basa chose, dambokurukura.
Mudzoke next week, chirongwa ndechenyu mudare.
Handidira.
So
ndizwe
zozo. So zulukandaba nangu mnumzana uPrince uyangena kuhlelo uthi hayi uCoach Sunday Chidzambwa hayi kumele yenze into eyi-1. Yes, 1-1-1 request. Kuthiwa hayi uKnowledge Msona please slowly limkhiphe kuSquad so that he rest sometimes. Linikeze abantu abasakhula ithuba labo, let them market themselves, show ukuthi iZimbabwe has talent. Kodwa hayi uthi ungamkhiphi completely, no, he's still the game maker. Kodwa hayi slowly give other people a chance. Lithini ngodaba lukhona ekhutwini? +12024650318 is the number to text on WhatsApp. Nxa lifisa ukungena kuhlelo, call me Zimbabwe Muhle, call me +12026192077. Dio nyethu kukhulukula nathi mchirongwa, Warriors out of AFCON 2019. Munoti ne performance yavakapata kanzwa wa Sunday Chidzambwa vakabva kuita hurukuro na Ivone uyo Mangunda weku Star FM akamudza Ivone kuti ini hangu mukandisiya ndiri pachigaro cha Coach Zimbabwe tinoenda ku World Cup. Munobvuma nemaondo ava Chidzambwa here? Tinyorere pa WhatsApp, tinyorere pa Facebook, nchange nchiverenga ma comments. Let's go back to my guest umnumzana uNash usakhona ecingweni. Nash usakhona ngisi?
Ona mina mfowethu njalo ngifuna ukusekela lundo lokhulumile ngendaba kaKnowledge Msona.
Qhubeka.
Ukuthi hathi indaba kaKnowledge Msona ngokubona kwami uKnowledge Msona isikhathi sakhe sesizwelile bakwethu. Ufakile i-effort. Mina ngokubona kwami especially the last match when we siyase sicabangela ukuthi akathi singangena singekeli kuphuma. I thought it was isikhathi sokunika ukuda match so that ama-teams enjena ko-Monaco or Real Madrid o Valencia bebabone kade kuyisikhathi sokuthi sinike abapha onokusimtizwa ukuthi bebone abasebancane labo abasebengena ezikhathini lezi ukuthi omsona bephuma befana le ukuthi ngegame yena leyo eyokugcina usubona sebethi selamshekwi umshekwi wayehlekile umdlalo wokuqala yena isikhathi sakhe sesigqibile ngangibona ngani alibabathethelelalilanga banika mebhumfana njengomahathi kumbe unokusimtizwa ukuthi sibone ukuthi ngoba ukuthi siziphumelele kumele sibe lama-players ethu adlala kuma-league esingathi a-better competitive kumbe badlalela kubo-France kumbe badlalela eNgilandi kumbe badlalela khona ngale Spain kuyabe kungcono than ukuthi sithi ama-players ethu esiyibona ngani badlala kuhle yilaba badlala eNingizimu e-Africa bedlala e-South Africa yibona ngani ngokunye okusenza singaphumeleli ngenxa yokuthi ayina ipele ithile njenge-Egypt omota lawo yodla abadlalela amathimu amakhulu ikanti abethu abafana babedlalela amathimu amancane njalo yikho sitoya sikhala ngezimali ngoba abafana bethu vele babhele balambili
kodwaalibabalimalimeni
babeyadlalela for pride of their country.
Nash, how do you say that when you have players like Kamal Biriya to ugwele South Africa ngempela abantu bahlanya ngaye besithi Kamal Biriya superstar?
Yeah, you know what, South Africa is one country that praises even mediocre talent. They run with a player like he is the best in this world. He is the best. There is no player like him. So let's not listen to the media, but let's look at what they have done. Let's look at how they performed. AFCON. It tells us the level where they are. Yes, Kamal Biriya played well, but can you say he is really the best?
Right.
How do you play for a team that fails to create even a single chance playing against GRC? Create a chance, then we say we are the best? No. So, Nina, I don't praise mediocre talent, but I'm saying the best thing that we can do now, find players, young players that we can build upon. So that, can I talk to you? Hasipereli pano vede hatingati tovhara kamba nekuti mudzoni wafadzo takuona kuti chakakosha ndiche kuti ngatiwanai pokutangira we build from the under 23 tichiva vafana kana Prince Dube varikutamba munomu vafana even vanatinokadeere vasina vadiki tovasanganisa vafana vayava tinogona kuita timu iri nani they have seen how it's played, they have seen the elimination, they want to correct. But the old guys and the coaches that I think personally they are old fashioned.
Right. I'm looking at
coaches like Charles Mchauri, who to me, my coaches are an emerging type of football, the likes of Nomi Mapesa. I want to understand this type of football because Aramuno Murad, you and Arava.
Right, Nesh. Right. Gulo Munyumlaleli, who wrote a comment, and it's a very important comment. Yena uti mombono wake handzindinoona kuti Chidzambwa akatadza lineup yaakaisa against Congo because game rakaiswa vanhu vasina kujaira kutamba pamwe like ne combination panga paisina. When you talk about combinations, Uchidzambwa yena uti one of the reasons why he kept players like Kamapiliat and Knowledge Mosona in this team game to game to game, regardless of how people felt about it, was he felt uti in training those boys performance yabo, combination yabo was deadly. How do you then respond to something like that?
You know what? If the coach says, they always find a reason.
Mm.
But guess what? From the performance that we saw, yes, Kamabiliati, I would say, okay, but for me, Jimson, I thought you should have realized maybe in the first, maybe 35 minutes, no, the boy is not performing today. He's my captain, yes, but he's not performing well. Let me pull him out and put a new fresh leg and put younger players that can change the complexion of the game. Because these players now, the younger players, they've got the energy. One, two, they want to make names. Three, they also want to make money. So the combination, but Knowledge Mosona, who will buy Mosona now at his age? His pack is he's selling edge. But you're looking at players who are 23, players who are 24, 25, that can come in and maybe do something and maybe market themselves for this market of the world. Because I don't see a team like even Monaco, I don't see a team like Lille, I don't see a team like Liverpool, I don't see a team like Chelsea buying Knowledge Mosona. But I see a team like that buying a player like Kodama Hati and improving him. Buying a player like Divine Lunga and improving him. So, this is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Hai, okay, Nash, wati ngumbambe, angane tengweni, mtato mungi mlaleli, nditore umu mtere wangu, wachipiri, aruku pinda mchiro wangwa. Kola kola mtere, ma pinda mchiro wangwa, aruparu nari ndian.
Ndiwa mananda, ma sura se, magasi mba, eremete meseko.
Mushe, baba, nanda zuru fambe.
Haa, kana kiri kufamba, chango ukira vamwe.
Vamwe ari kuchema-chema, hanzi chinchaore ichi, chinchaore ichi, maori ya zapana za wakaita mungati ina zizo.
No. Ya, wakati amba zavo, bati, ndinongoti ndizikarisa angu, nyangu nikatarisa kuna uko South Africa wafana. It looks like bora rangu tichinje mbichana kwenye katakati kuti.
Mm.
Wakuma na webi watina avu nasawa. Bora raka kwenye nye time yana pita nofo.
Mm.
Nye time yana Dr. Kumalo JJ Okocha akwa wana eto wakati wande wana kalusha ndio timu ya kainda nye bora. Timu ya tiri kukuruma nasuro hii. Ine a lot of weakness which I believe that is possible. Wano kutumbo trena wa kutumbo shangiswa ni physical fitness chayo chayo. Kutumbo takura mafitike jiku msana wa jikara makumaji doka na kuinda kujimu kuno jima kutuwawe wani wakati simbe. Mkata sabura rotia kwa kuno kusawde na wiki. Mchiri tari sa nilu rotia kwa West Africa na kwa East Africa. Mchiri wana kuti wakuma na wari kuji East Africa na kwa East Africa. Wano tikumanya wako tikusimba. Wakuma na wibia anongo chaka zemberu wambichana wadona. Saiwa tini tari serofari ende wewa matambira waka zeta ni DRC ano tigumbure ya andisi kuzibabuti haka tazae rekuni atoporo ngeka sakanda buda nisino mechi mechi fixing but I don't think so kuti yae buda ya sida wanga da yaka winapa DRC by this time kutoporo something different chichitisizo wali kupina mseke ground.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to calculation, if you look at the groups, Mapima Riko, there are 24. Mukadiva, number 6, Kune 12. Plus those 4 who are given discretion. Already, Mukatasa Beni is one of the team in number 1. Mukatasa team is keeping EDRC, which is possible that Neku in Akwayaka Itaiko, because Yama goals, Ayaka accepted 2-2.
which I believe now is going to be a second round. But the one of the Pana, we are coaching about it. And you only hang up with Pana Pavanga in the Vakati Kanganisi. You can't rule out a player. Yakafana na bila tikama kana kuti ivo bana uyu knowledge msona. Anoramba aripo because he can perform miracles, and which is why I think the coach has a confidence kuti no anything can come up. Remember panguva ya Warriors, pakamboti nese kutaurikana panyaya na Moses Chunga, nyaya na Peter Ndlovu. A lot of things, people always have got a lot of things to say, but in that thing kuti what maybe the World Cup, but a performer. But let alone also, you have to play over Mkana, Varikumusha, Arbutamba local league. You know, Varikuna, Ramuracho, Rakun, the Onema ages, Rakinda, or Jikikore.
Sagavama, and last question then to Tora Momte, Nugus, on a project song to Variko, Kawanda, Gamira, Pinam Chirongo. Imunga, Nema, and Rimurusima Warriors, Anoshika, Reku World Cup.
Kusika kwao kuno tichambudzei nekuda kuti one nyika pachezvayo nyika yedu haina kumira zvakanaka in terms of economy. Ndibe nyika yedu yanga yakatimirirawo zvakanaka in terms of economy, vangadai vachipiwa mapresidents akafanana nokutaura maexercise mafriendly matches nenyika dzakabudirira zvikuru pamusoro pesoka, vangadai vachinotrena vari kuna na Europe uko. So for the sake of nyika iri kutatarika, zvimwe zvezvinhu zvingadiro zvichiitwa une nyika ichivakurudzira kuti vainge kunotamba kunzobedzaka, nokuti World Cup is part of a sport that brings a lot of employment. Kuwana kwavanoita mari ikoko nemhuri dzavo dzinorarama haangurozoraramisi mudzimai wake chete, anoraramisa famili yese kubva kumadzisekuru kuvazikuru kunana vakwacha kunana mbuya kwese ikoko. Saka nekuda kwokuti situation inenge isina kumira zvakanaka, vanotadza kutamba idzimwe nyika kana kutravhela nzvimbo dzakati rebeiwo zvikuru nokuda kwokuti mari inopota ichishaiko. Asi ndanga ndichishuvira kuti FIFA ngaivapewo mukana kana vachigona kuudana dzimwe timu dzinobva kunze dzakati simbeo dzichipota dzina dzichitamba navo. Chishuviro chete ndechekuti Zimbabwe imbopindawo kana kumaquarter final hako kanawo kuma semi finals
zvinokwanisika kuitika izvozvo. Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka vamanhanda, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Handisi
tatenda zvikuru.
Right, limzwile umanhanda utinte indaba ezinengi ngempela. Into yokuqala wathi kunzima bafethu, how do you take out a player like Kamabili athi njalo uNondile Jimsona, especially those who can produce magic? Uthi akabambi ibhola ngempela, he can create something out of nothing. Uthi kunzima. So uthi yena hayi, umbono lo uyamsekela ucoach Chidzambwa. Uphinde wathi hayi, lokho kushiwo nguNash kuqakathekile, kuliqiniso ngempela ukuthi ama-opportunities kumele ucoach Chidzambwa aqala ukunikeza abantu abasakhulayo ama-opportunity, uthi labo bazimakethe batshengisa uZulu ukuthi italente likhona la ngempela eZimbabwe. +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us. Lingasixhoma njalo ku-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kodwa ngiyeza njalo ukuthi ngilo omunye umlaleli ndikunzondine umomthereri ari kupinda mchirongwa. Kola mthereri mapinda mchirongwa. Skipa Nputas.
Ngimnandi sikhulu njalo.
Ngimnandi kumprachisa lo.
Hello, ukhuluma nomsindisi wakanto.
Oh, Andlovini Skipan.
Ukhuluma.
Udabule khona uluzwile mnumzana. Warriors out of 2019 AFCON.
Hey, baphukile amadoda ndababa kodwa hey, ushungu khona sothini kodwa ke aphuma nje. Sina amahle i-staff sinaso eZimbabwe mpela angazuli. Ukuthi kuhlula khona ukuhlanganisa kodwa ke ama-players nawe eZimbabwe uzukufisa ndoda ukuthi uzathi Cameroon noma e-Egypt.
Pho awungitshele ke Msunduzwa, uMzwile uSunday Chidzambwe sithi hayi iqembu leZimbabwe lama-Warriors lilakho ukufika kumncintiswano we-World Cup. Uyavumelana nombono kaChidzambwa na ubona ngani after i-appearance i-performance yabo kumncintiswano we-AFCON balakho ukufika kulo mncintiswano?
Angiboni bhuti kuzoba njalo, angiboni.
Kungani usitsho kanjalo?
Kuthi kungenzeka lokho. ngoba mambeke kahle ifithethe iZimbabwe ithethe ibe yilele laseKhongo ngoba manje iKhongo mambeka lapha iTiering number 2 iyadlula so angiboni ukuthi ingenzakala lokho.
Awungitsheleke imsunduzo yini umbono wakho mayelana ngendlela iqembu lonke as a whole badlale ngayo especially when you look at players like umnumzana u-Elvis Chipezeze, yini umbono wakho nge-performance yabo?
Uchipezeze mina ngokubona kwami uchipezeze ngu-goalkeeper osezingene phezulu uright, i-problem ilapha emuva ngoba manje sisa kahle nangumfana wabalunga lona ngiwena ukuthi engibanezala kakhulu so bebengasondeli bengabe bengamabe beza kibo bebembonele ukuthi ulunga uyakwazi ukuvala kahle bebengaqhamukeli kuye ngakakhulu bebe kodwa bebezama ukuthi balahle isayini ikhona okwenza ukuthi kubonakala ngathi uchipezeze uyavuza kodwa uchipezeze u-goalkeeper osezingene phezulu.
Ngempela, and vele I've heard a lot of people say the same thing, especially laba abasekela iqembu lakhe ele Baroka FC, but hayi uChipezeze is actually a good keeper. Umbuzo wami ugcina Msunduzo, and then I might have to let you go, ngithatha abanye abalaleli mnumzana. How do we fix in udaba lukhona egodweni? How do we fix iqembu lelele Warriors ukuze lalo sibone ukuthi hayi ngempela iWarriors isifikile ku World Cup? Let us all celebrate.
Bengiphendula umbuzo wami ngombuzo bhuti le ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi ukhoshi lona okhotsha iZimbabwe ebevele edlala ibhola noma kanjani ngicala ukuthi ukubuza khona lapho ngoba ngimazi.
Yebo, uChizambwa used to be a player ngempela, he once represented ama-Warriors as a center back.
Okay, bhuti, hayi bese ngicabanga ukuthi nebhwet empini ngoba manje ngimazi.
Okay.
Kodwa-ke ilokuzeni imaya engaqhubeka athathe abantu abanjalo noLesimson akabaphumuze kancane afake abafana abanye maybe nasesingapha emazweni esingabaziwa abafake laphana ukuchuza ematimini wonke kodwa elihle lakhe lingahlali etimini eyi-1 ngoba khonkala kuyasibulala iZimbabwe ngoba lathi besisupporta kakhulu.
Hayi, sikuzwile Msunduzo, danki bafo ngokungena kuhlela
shabungalakazi.
Right, you heard it all, folks. Nangu Msunduzo, he's repeating the same thing that a lot of people have been saying. Opportunities to younger players. But here I have my second guest, Kuhlelo, Ezra Chisa Sibanda. Some of you know him as a sports analyst. Some of you know him as a Studio 7 reporter. Mina, I know him as Ingwethi. Bra Chisa, Skipan.
Greetings, Unjan.
Ah, Ngimnandi, Unjan.
No, I'm good. How's it there?
It's good. I know you're back home. How are people taking Indlela, the Warriors played on Sunday?
Zimbabweans are really disappointed by the performance of Zimbabwe Warriors, who I believe are not patriotic, who I believe they lack energy, zeal, and to win for the country. These are individuals who most of them were really after money. Bear in mind that these are the people who lost most of their time demanding to be paid. For instance, we're talking about the previous Warriors, Zim Warriors of Mercedes Bando, of Francis Shonai, Henry Makope, and all those guys from Chawanda. Those guys, they played, they didn't care, they played for the badge. I'll give you an example of other teams, Ivory Coast. I'll give you an example of Liberia, where even one player, supposed to be the whole national team, they say they are playing for the country, they are playing to market themselves. Don't forget that AFCON, there were a lot of scouts, the football scouts from around the world, from Premiership, or German, or Bundesliga, Italian League, or Spanish. They were there to support the talent. But when you do that, when they are actually reading how you behave and how you play on that particular day, those scouts already, they are put off. This is why you see players from West Africa going overseas. Because once the coaches or once the scouts, they see that this person is rude, this person demands money, they say it will be a bad influence in their team. Therefore, they leave you.
But this is one of Brachisa. Let me ask you something. Umuntu angathi Brachisa wena as a reporter or as an analyst, work for free. Would you agree?
Nobody said work for free. But there's no way, let's say Studio 7 says, no, I say pay me first. I don't trust you. Can you pay me first? I don't trust you. Don't do that.
Mm.
Because the thing is that the money is deposited. Mm. They said the Uganda game, you want to have to pay the whole balance. Each player, those players, got $17,500.
Mm.
When Zimbabwe is suffering,
mm.
Okama Billiard is at 800,000 rand a month at Kaizer Chiefs.
Mm.
All those players, bear in mind the whole 11, the top 11 side, they are not playing in Zimbabwe, they are outside the country. Mm. So no one says that these boys are struggling, they are local boys. There were no local boys, except for one, this Mshanga from.
Lorenzo Mshanga. Mm.
Yes, all other players were playing overseas.
Mm.
For instance, if you're a coach, why should you call Mushetti to come and play? Mushetti had the hamstring, was injured. You force him to play a game.
Mm.
There are other players. You took 23 players to AFCON. You are losing 2-0, 3-0, 4-0. You still don't want to put substitute.
Mm.
What does it say about those coaches? You believe whatever the people are saying now, that the coaches are bribed by some of the players to get into the team and play. Because there's no reason why you leave a player like Kamsoko to perform. The guy who has been performing so well.
And
all the other players who played against Egypt, they were left out of the team. The, out of the 23 squad, he played only around 40 players.
Could it be Uti Bona as a team in general? When they were looking at DRC, they looked at it and Jengati, a team that can't play football the way that they did?
No, the coaches were beaten. DRC coach started Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe took it that, we once beat DRC. So they were still passing their tactics against DRC, the game they played in a rare way, they won 2-1.
Mm.
So therefore, they thought that the same game, it would be the same style. Then DRC studied them.
Mm.
I'm sure DRC watched the details of the Harare game
mm.
and studied how they play. And then the mistake Sunday to the Mame is to approach DRC with the same style of being defensive.
Mm.
Why would you defend, continue defending? You play, look, listen, Darikwa. He's supposed to be right back. But he had to cover the offside. That is the second goal from Tierra Congo. It was not an offside because it was poor positioning of the central defenders. They just put there. Tariqa covered the offside the other side.
Mm.
Sunday is known for being defensive in his play. All his players is a guy who believes in defending first. This is why he struggles to win. These teams are not offensive. You are losing already. Why do you still remain with one striker there? You put three strikers or four.
Mm.
So that the DRC won't come out with his assistant. They didn't even change. They played one-dimensional football.
Mm.
One-dimensional football in this day and age. You cannot beat any team playing that type of football. Anyone who believes or who thinks that Zimbabwe will go to the World Cup with that type of football, forget it.
So without Vumi, they won't make it. Never, never.
No, no, they will never make it.
Mm.
Especially look at Madagascar, how they're growing.
Mm.
You're looking at the Madagascar population, how many people? Less than a million.
Mm.
Look at what they are doing, Madagascar, topping the group, playing against Nigeria, beating Nigeria.
Mm.
We are capable of beating any team in the world, but because they are player agents who want the players to play this so that they market those players, it is a problem. What I'm saying is, in Zimbabwe, let's stop recycling. In politics, we recycle people, football, executives, and all that. We need to change. We need a young, energetic board. Chitsamba has been in the national team with Rama and all that for over four times now. Recycling, you bring him back, you go, to clubs, they fail. Kutasa was fired, Raman failed, Chitsamba failed with ZPP career. Why do you keep on recycling the same people every time?
Mm.
When are you going to give the young coaches a chance?
All right, Prachita, watching Mbambega Ngani
Kingwani.
And then let me take my caller, and then I'll come back to you guys when at Lonesh. Kola mtereri mbapa kupinda mchurongwa. Welcome, mbapinda mchurongwa chedu chewe chidiki. Mbano connecting weni, ndia nari parinari.
Ndi like mambayo.
Mambayo, zurukufambe.
Zurukufamba kwa kanaka chose.
Ndimika mbapinda mchurongwa baba. Hansi uori asa, variku zoka kumusha. Wangongo achitikana kusina magezi. Pamuno muka magezi achitzoka maori asa, ninga achosuika.
Ya wangu toka kumusha asi wakaitwa ni maori ya zikino kushenda wakarati za kuchu wakangwara kudarika asoja wakadi kufaza nika iyo wana kichambura waka maori ya zika isa iratizi chukutaiwa kini chaora iti katika zikemu shawedi
Saka mungati shuwa murukubvumirana navo kuti haiwa musatambe zvakanaka varume nekuti vanhu kumusha vari kuchema. Dai maWarriors anga atora mukombe weAfcon maisafara.
Kanga ndinafari nenhamo yatinayo. Nhamo yatinayo nokuti chinhu chinonzi to be a patriotic is to love your country. But a patriotic person cannot sit and fold his hands or her hands while watching his country or her country being thrown into challenge. To be a patriotic is not to love the leader, but to love your country. But they have showed demonstration that no, we need to revive some of the policies that are being implemented by the government. So it's all right. Naka, Tarabi Zinabuti. But you say that we're talking about the name of the Tonga Chamber of Anaka. As you come to the Taka, or that is the name of Chamber of Anaka. No, that is the name of the
Tonga. I was a good as Anaka, I'm coming to light, not in the school, no Pinam Chongo.
Thank you very much.
Right, hanzi na Delight achinjaure ichiuta hai ngempela hai yena is happy ngendlela abafana badlale ngayo uthi ngempela it couldn't have happened ukuthi abafana baqhubekele phambili kulumncintiswano uthi hai bona they didn't play all heartedly ngenxa ukuthi izinto ngkhaya azimanga kuhle. What's your opinion on tonight's program? Warriors out of the AFCON, 2019 AFCON, African Cup of Nations, which is currently still underway in Egypt. The Warriors are coming back home. +12026192077 is the number to call or text us on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Godo, let me go back to my first guest, Umnumzana Unash. We'll start connecting with you. Nash, are you still on the line? Right.
Let's go. Kana tinitaura ledu weta mbaka sina tikafu unenda unyo tajikaranga vandi unenda unyo shawa kuna kunotanda. These boys were supposed to work hard so that they get more money so that they can do what family has done in this country to go and play and be able to give the hospital. But these boys are playing so that they can be a mockery so that no one can buy them. And I'm telling you, look at how many agents were there. Look at how many people were looking at the eye of saying, how many players can we identify? Players that are playing are fighting to get 12,500 or 15,000 for the tournament. You go to a club that gives you 20 or 100 times that a week. So this is, they were supposed to look at the bigger picture. And I'm saying these coaches, Ama coaches, Lawa, Utande Kigambwa, and his team, and his technical team, and the players, Vayang, Sealing, Jaloba, Interens, Leiava, Lishazo, Iyangis, because you know what? What then happens is little words be written, and it will be written down that the Warriors of Zimbabwe, and I'm saying, come on, why use the name Warriors? If you say they are warriors of Zimbabwe, because they are warring everyone. How do you call someone a warrior who goes and be humiliated like that? So, give me umbono wami ngokuthi uSandile Chizambwa, yes, been a failure in terms of coaching. Uweza ukulumile yaphana mfowethu. Uthi yes, been a failure in terms of coaching. Wonke ama-coaches lawa, there's been a failure in terms of coaching. So, bebezayenza kuphi? And these players failed themselves because they were fighting for money, yet they were not fighting to win the cup and get more money. Win the cup and be bought by so many teams and get more than what they were demanding. So to me, Zimbabwe Warriors, it must be disbanded. And instead of fighting, look for players that then if you are a player that always strikes, you are a player who has great influence, no team will buy you. No team wants a player that will go and demand money. But a team will value you and give you more money for your performance, not your talk of demanding money. Why demand such an amount of money when what they did and their performance on the field of play deserved them not to get anything? Actually, they must have pride just playing for the country. I'm telling you, if I was given an opportunity, and I, unfortunately I'm not a good player, to play for the, I would go and play, not because there's money, but for the bigger picture is, if I play well, I'll get more money.
Mm-hmm. All right, Nash, what's in Ubambe and Nanikum Weni? And then I'll come back to you in a second. Yes, what's in Yelomunum Lalit in the Gunzon Dinomum Terri Rekari? I don't pinam Jongo, Cola Colam Terri, Mapinam Jongo, Bano connecting when?
Hello?
Eh, Mnumzana Skipper?
Yeah, you're talking to Lamek Mtonari.
Eh, Mkuma Lamek Zurgo Ambe?
Yeah, Zurgo Ambe.
Ndimi kama pinda mchirongwa mkoma zvamunenge matopera energy asma ka energy yenyu yakatidza nema warriors
kana taka disappointed kasingamboiti at the same time we don't blame them
yinda
chiri kuitika kuma warriors zifa ndo the major problem ndiyo problem hombe zifa these people must be paid their money vanhu vari kutambira kuma club ko vari kupiwa mari dziri nani dzani dzavari kupiwa vachitamba kuno kuAfcon. You find out kuno kuAfcon they are playing for almost kuti panotanga AFCON svika painopera is almost 2 or more weeks. And the mari yavanowana vachiplaya for those 2 or more weeks itori shoma than mari yavanowana kuclub. So kuuya kwavari kuita vanhu vachijoina kufeya maclub avo vachiuya kunoko kuzotamba kuAfcon andika it's not like vari kuda mari dzodziya but is for the love of their country yet havana zvavari kupiwa
asi komalamek muri kunzwa kamagesa angu ari kupinda muchirongo ari kuti hanzi hongu hongu panga pane nyaya dzemari asi hanzi usatambire mari tambira hanzi tambira ichi nyika yeZimbabwe first usati wafunga zvemari.
Okay. Yes, very right ipapo. But chimwe chinhu chavanofanira kuconsider ndechekuti this is bora. Ikarea yako iyi handiti ka waita injury handiti ka uri kutamba uri kutambira nyika. Do you think nyika yako ichazoku remember iye chitadza kukupaya your money yaunga supposed kungochibhadha ingazokupaya for the rest of your life kana waita injury kuti you can no longer go back to the field.
Alright, aiwa mkoma Lamek ndokunzwa kuti pane umwe mutereri ari parunhare pasara maminutes mashoma shoma. Saka tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo handisi.
Sharp.
Mudzoke next week. Ndokunzwa kuti ndine umwe mutereri, last call of the program. Kola mulaleli aripo parunhare ndiani?
Hello, makadini?
Mushe ari parunhare apo ndiani?
Ndine kuti Wanda.
Mkoma Wanda zviri kuhamba here?
Ndizvo zvindaro wangu.
Saka pastora ndokupai 2 minutes mukoma mahoria zabuda muAfcon zvino todi kuitira tiendere mberi takanzwa coach chidzambo achiti inhangu sa coach ndinoda kuti tisvitse mahoria World Cup
ndinoenderana nezviripo mudhara ngatiregei kublema vana vana vakabva vachichema
saka zvino toblema ani mukoma
vakapa chibe chavo kubva nyika dzese dzavari kuenda kuda kunomirira nyika yedu asi madhara edu takatanga kutungamidza huri tikatanga kutuka vana zvisina nebasa rezve vana vakatozama ipapo iwo hungatiwe mwana aisa efod womutuka kuti endai ndokurova kuti uende kusime zvinoita
hazviite
regerai vana kurudzirai vana tanga mawasapota kwete kuzovatuka kuti ema zvodii uye mudhara sande hamuna zvamunomuita munhu anoziva bhora strategy yebhora hatiregerei kushora madhara
aiwatenda
vapana vanoziva zvavanoitawo
mudzoke next week handisi
Right,
so still 5 minutes. Let me go back to each of my guests. Mbani gets 2 minutes to touch on the last segment, last thing that I want to discuss. Ezra, so connect with me. Put. Prachis. Yeah, right. So still in 2 minutes, let's talk about performance. Ega Elvis Chipezeze. Uchipezeze ending labantu were complaining with, why enzani? 4-0, 4-4 goals kanjani. Every shot he took, he couldn't save it. What was going on? How do we move forward fixing that?
Okay, before I wanted to quickly correct the gentleman. My players who play outside the country, they got their own contracts. Kaizer Chiefs, they have no contract. They still get their salaries from those clubs. And again, when they get in the national team, the clubs, wherever they play, China, Belgium, South Africa, those clubs are responsible. under the FIFA regulations, they take those players, they treat those players. Not the truth of Zimbabwe, not that they won't be paid. They are compensated, they've got insurances, those players. All those players in the lineup have got insurances. So they play for those teams and they still get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What I'm saying is, if you know that there's no money, refuse to go and play, let's say, pick other players.
Mm-hmm.
But when the money is deposited in your account and you still refuse to pay, to perform, because money has been deposited in your account, you're not helping your cause. Because what will happen in 3-4 years' time, Borato Pera, so Pelire winner. Instead, maybe you're going to be lucky to be bought by German side or Italian side. But now you're not going to be bought because of your behavior. Oh, coach, I've told you that they've been recycled for a long time. They've been in the national team before. Before Fabich, I was working with Fabich. He came to coach. He was in Tunisian champion, AFCON. They failed all these times. All those coaches have failed in the past. About Chipelezi. Chipelezi, it was a stage fright. Bear in mind that Uchikova got injured during the warm-up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to prepare yourself when you're going to the match that, yes, I'm in the goals. Not all of a sudden you're told 15 minutes to go. Change because we are quarter or 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding there. So I don't need stage fright. That's really the problem was with Chipelezi. And he was let down by his defense.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the penalty, if you look at the offside trap, for the first goal, he was at fault because, as what I told you, that he panicked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He was panicking because he was not even prepared to play on that day. So I forgive him for that, and he has apologized.
Mm-hmm.
And what about other players? They haven't apologized to the nation.
Mm-hmm.
People, lastly, Mike,
yep.
People should try to say that Zimbabwe is the country, is our country, bigger than the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it. Yes, there are economic problems in the country. Leave that to politicians. But let's go, this country doesn't belong to MTC, doesn't belong to ZANU-PF, it belongs to you, Zimbabwe. Whatever it is for Zimbabwe, we should be proud of it, and we should be happy with it, not to say, no, let's blame them, the economy is bad. No. There's people, when those guys won, it makes people smile in Zimbabwe. It makes people happy. So we wanted these people to actually make everyone excited.
Mhm. Hi, Prachita. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Yabo.
Right, Zimbabwe Mushe. Sesifike maphetoleni tashika kumagumo echirongwa chanhasi nguva ndiyo yadyikanana. I wish we could sit here and talk for longer and longer and longer and longer and longer. Asi munozivawo chinonakidza chinogara chigoperawo mukadya sweet raro rinopera. Nguva ndiyo yadyikanana isikati iso sesihambile puti asi tuone kuti vanhu vari kuti chiko pamapeji. Vanhu vakawanda vari kukomenta vari kutaura zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Vamwe vari kuti hanzi coach akatadza sezvambotaurwawo nevateereri vambopinda muchirongwa. Vamwewo tikuona Emmanuel Nyakonda ari kubata nyaya yemapayments. He's saying it's not that their payments determine the results. Hanzi aiwa nyaya yemapayments haidetermine maresults nzira yamunotamba nayo. Sikahamba kukatiletu eleviyo endebele nangu team slabangana ubekone selwene siti ama shono bagiti pratim unjani umzaka uti lishona njani ugumiswa ugogusebenza wemali zamanya mazwe yiko ugwenze izim ya pumagu AFCON. Na upayana ukona lae gushelo uti ikolo labo salari likulume langalo njalo baye hola malini bepega na simpapo mutle mtwagazo mutle Mure Zimbabwe, tashuka kumagumo echirongwa, nguva yadyikanana. Chinopuruka chinomara, what comes, all good things come to an end. Asi, tosangana paTwitter, nepa Instagram, @BigMike3. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Big Mike. Bye-bye!